Once again, you already know what it is, and you already know where you have reached the number one up-and-coming professional wrestling, boxing, combat sports podcast anywhere in the world. This is the Hubbard Wrestling Weekly Podcast right here on Google Play, iTunes, YouTube, and right here on HubbardWrestlingWeekly.com. I'm your host and founder, Sean Hubbard. What up, though? And we are in the building for another big-time interview with another big-time guest as we take a look back in retrospect from 2 days ago, April 30th, 2022, as we were at the Rob Garris Presents Fighters Helping Fighters event that took place at the Radisson Hotel, a truly wonderful event full of boxing memories and charity. And I want to introduce my very special guest. She is the Chief Marketing Officer and Executive Vice President of Hubbard Wrestling Weekly, and she also happens to be my mother. Welcome to the show, Cindy Bailey Hubbard.
Thank you for having me.
Most definitely. So listen, let's just take a look back. Like I said, a couple days ago, April 30th at the Radisson, Fighters Helping Fighters presented by Rob Garris. And it was truly epic. We had over 20 former world champions in the building and so many luminaries that came out to celebrate boxing and to give back to the sport that made all of them super famous. And Rob Garris was at the forefront of that. Truly a charitable spirit for that brother and truly a good friend. So with that being said, take us back to that very, very special afternoon and what you remember distinctly about that day.
As you said, it was an epic event. Rob Garris gave his all in putting this together. He's trying to help and give charitable events, not just for himself, but mainly for others. He's trying to look out for others as best as possible. And not only is he a philanthropist, not only is he a business owner, but what's most important is Rob is a friend. We've known him a long time, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful to be in his presence, to know the kind of work that he's doing for others, and that he's going to continue to do in the future.
That's a fact. I agree with you. And, you know, not only has he, like I said, you know, talked about all that he's done in the world of boxing and charitable donations and things like that, but he's also the founder and CEO of the Throwaway Kids Foundation. He's a legendary barber in the community and a legendary boxing figure as well. And there were so many, like I said, former world champions in the building. So as you take a look back at that wonderful afternoon, give me your synopsis of Rob as a person and what you felt he brought to the table on that day. Because to me, it was truly, I coined the phrase, a night of memories and memorabilia that'll stand the test of time. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Rob brought together fighters and fans. It was a camaraderie between the two. I sat down for a short time with Larry Barnes, the former welterweight, and we talked about many, many fighters from way back.
Former NABF champion, by the way.
Absolutely, and Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. And we went back to Joe Louis, Sugar Ray Robinson, Mike Tyson, quite a few people, even your grandfather, Bojack. And it was a really great conversation for the short time we had it. And you could see his eyes light up. It was just a really nice...
Larry Bonds is really a nice guy.
Absolutely. And it was just really nice to see. The love that he had for the fight never went away, because he still has it now. And it was a pleasure, really a pleasure, to sit down and talk with Larry Barnes from Money Making Mount Vernon. Or is it Money Earning?
Money Earning.
I'm a senior, so I'm not sure.
you said it right. You said it with swag, so it's all good regardless. It's Money Earning, but Money Making, I'm sure, is not a problem either. You said it with swag.
But he's a good guy.
Most definitely a good guy, and somebody that was very gracious to me. And make sure you check out the interview I did with him, as well as many other legends on that particular day. But he is right here in this article. But he was very nice, and so is many others. And that's what stuck out to me. You know, former world champions, world-renowned champions like Terrible Tim Witherspoon and, you know, Iron Barkley and, you know, ESPN's own Iceman Scully and Larry Barnes, as you mentioned, Michael Spinks, for goodness sake. Like, these people were just so kind, so nice. And it's like, listen, they've been to the mountaintop and they have those memories with them, and they love what they've done, but they were human beings and they treated everybody around them like human beings. And just like Rob, and just like I like to believe you and I, we show love, and that's what it was all about.
That's what it was all about. I agree. Rob made this happen, and I believe he's going to make future events happen as well. Some of these people were on the top of their game at one time, and Rob made it so we could see them and have the memories all over again, and also be amongst people that haven't forgotten from whence they came. There were people there, fans of them, who treated them as though they were still on top of the world, whereas so many people have forgotten about what they've done and what they brought to the table many years ago. It was a pleasure to see Michael Spinks. It was a pleasure, as you said, to see Tim Witherspoon and to see the camaraderie that he had with Mitch Blood Green. When he walked in the room that we were at, many of the fans went up to Tim Witherspoon wanting his autograph and just wanting to talk to him, period.
Right, just kind of shoot the breeze with him.
Right, and in a kind way, he said he would do that in a short moment, but what he wanted to do at the time was escort his friend, Mitch Green, to his table.
Yes.
That showed me that the camaraderie was still there, the friendship, the love, the bond that they have as fighters and friends still exists to this day. And that meant something to see something like that.
Combat sports journalism is something I take very passionately, as all the people who listen to my show know. And anybody who knows me, big shout out to Six Pack and all my other friends in the industry. They know that I'm a historian. So I recognize this particular era of boxing, the 80s, 70s, 80s, going into the early 90s, as the greatest era in boxing history. You know, we're talking about some of the greatest names and personalities and fighters in the history of the sport.
Right.
Big ups to people like Floyd Mayweather. Big ups to people like, you know, who are coming down the line now, like the ultra-talented Canelo and Errol Spence Jr. and, you know, people like that. Bud Crawford, the heavyweights right now. You got Tyson Fury, and you have, you know, Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder, Usyk, the whole nine yards. But 70s, 80s, 90s, it'll never be duplicated. Never. And those people were in the building. It's crazy. Those people were in the building. And it was about charity, and it was about love, and it was about the true history and fabric of the sport.
Yes, it was. And it was good, as I said, for us to be present. And it will be even better when we spread the word about this event for others to participate when Rob Garris has another one. I remember years ago going to closed circuit events with your dad.
Closed circuit?
At County Center, and it was the time of your life. It
wow.
seemed like you were right there in the ring with these fighters, Ali and Frazier and so many others. But it was fans just enjoying the sport together.
Yeah. It sounds awesome.
It really was, and I remember my sister meeting Ali. It was huge.
That's cool.
So. It was just a great time back then, but it doesn't mean that it can't be great times now.
And let me interject something, because what you're saying is hitting the nail right on the head, because that's exactly the reason why in 2022 they're trying to bring back fights in movie theaters, because they're trying to recreate that same environment you're talking about.
Well, it was great. It was a lot of excitement. I have to say that, and anybody that's in my era would be able to tell you. It was excitement, as though you were in Las Vegas with these people, as though you were in Madison Square Garden with these people.
I was just born around the time where pay-per-view became prominent, mm-hmm. and where watching these fights at home became prominent, and they were kind of weaning off of the closed circuit, you know, arenas, movie theater kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, they're bringing it back. And it's because you get to sit down with, you know, you hope nothing pops off, of course.
Of course.
but you hope that everybody can come out, maybe even put on some nice clothes and dress up a little bit like they did back in the day and have fun. And you know, obviously, you know, me and you and dad and my family and girlfriend and everything, we've all watched fights together in the crib, you know, on TV. And you're not really a big person on crowds now. You were back in the day. But I can only imagine being amongst 1,000 people watching the fight. If you can't make it to the arena, it's got to be the next best thing.
It was great. It really was. That's why I said Rob's event Saturday
brought
me back. And it made me see that Rob is trying to let others understand that these people, even though they are not in the limelight now, are still human beings.
Yes.
And that's what we need to continue to see them as. These are people who gave their all in the ring, and they gave their all to their fans. So we need to respect them as such.
As human beings, as men and women that are human beings and true pioneers of the sport that we watch to this day.
Yes.
You know, there would be no DAZN, there wouldn't be no Showtime Sports, there would be no HBO Sports, even though HBO Sports is kind of weaned away from boxing. There would be no Premier Boxing Champions and Fox Boxing if it wasn't for these men that have come. And I'm talking about men who were, in a lot of ways, underpaid for their contributions as well. I'm not going to go too deep into it, but underpaid for what they accomplished and did in the ring.
You're correct, Sean. Many of them were mismanaged, and that's the unfortunate part, because as I said before, these people gave their all in the ring, not only for themselves to become champions, but they gave their all to their fans, and they trusted their management, and unfortunately it didn't work out.
Right. I mean, it is hindsight being 2020, but it's still unfortunate.
It is. And this is what Rob is trying to do, to continue to uplift these people. And Rob, I just look at him as just being somebody that's truly, truly engrossed in giving back.
Right.
And that's something that you don't see a lot of today.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really a blessing to, as I said, not only to the fighters, but the people that came out to the event to see what Rob has put into it.
Facts.
Not only meet the fighters, but to see what Rob has given to this. As I said, this was one epic event, and I'm sure there's going to be more to follow.
I certainly hope so. And Hubbard Wrestling was truly honored to be there to cover the event on a media side and also on a friendship side. Because like I said, like you said, we've known Rob for many years. I got my hair cut by Rob. I had to be 7, 8, 9 years old, and we're talking about 20, 30 years ago now. So it's truly a blessing to see this whole thing come full circle. I definitely have, you know, boxing in my blood, being the grandson of Bo Jack, the lightweight champion 2 times, Madison Square Garden main event multiple times. And I know you love the sport. And to see that firsthand, to see these people come out, and such nice people. I can't say enough about Tim Witherspoon. I can't say enough about Iron Barkley. Like I said, Iceman Scully, Michael Spinks was super cool. You know, big shout out to Montel Griffin and the host of the day, Rob Garris. So, but with that being said, I'm going to let you wrap it up. I mean, I'm going to close it out, of course, my show, you know, but I'm going to give my mother an opportunity to talk. Before I give you the last say and we wrap this thing up, big shout out to you. Obviously, you're a tremendous mother, but also, you know, being the chief executive vice president of this company, you've helped me so much. So I want to say thank you for that and go on the record. I'm very proud to say that. What are your final words on the subject?
All the interviews were great. I sat in on some of them I didn't, but to hear them after you put the show together, they were all excellent speakers talking about the boxing and fighting game, and I enjoyed them. And the people that listen to your show this evening are going to get a chance to hear the positiveness that this event brought to the table. And it was just a pleasure, as I said, to sit down with Larry Barnes, to talk to Tim Witherspoon, Michael Spinks, Iceman Scully, Ivan Barkley, all of them. And this is just to name a few. I truly enjoyed Saturday's event, and I'm looking forward to more to come. I'm looking for bigger and better even events from Rob Garris, because he's on the move. He's on the move to do it for everybody, so he can help one and that one can help another and the ball keep rolling. So thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. There's not much more that needs to be said. You know what I'm saying? Hubbard Wrestling Weekly is in the building. I'm Sean Hubbard. She's Cindy Bailey Hubbard. Rob Garris, you did it, brother. And we're so proud to have been a part of it. For everybody out there listening, you know where to reach me. Once again, Google Play, iTunes, YouTube, right here on HubbardWrestlingWeekly.com. And we'll holler at you next time. Peace.